Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And I would be willing to bet that this is probably one of the strangest family heirloom belongings that anybody could ever have, own, and bring into their own house.
Is something you brought into ours?
No, I've not brought it into our house yet because I don't know that you actually want it.
Oh!
And my brother and sister and I can't decide who's going to bring this home with them and if we really should keep it at all. But it's tough not to, you know.
You're the only one that feels it's tough not to. I think you have more of the family stuff than anybody.
Well, let me explain to you what this odd family heirloom is and why it's actually special. It's a piece of driftwood looks like a gigantic wishbone.
Yeah, it does.
It's about 4 feet tall.
Yeah. If only people could see how checked out Jody is already.
Yeah, so it actually looks like a cool piece of art. I thought that you were going to say something else. I'm a little bit relieved. However, you don't understand how my mind works. As soon as he said the big piece of driftwood, I'm picturing where in my house. I know he's going to bring it. You're bringing it.
To help you envision what this thing looks like, it would be like, okay, you're sitting on the floor. Your legs are kind of in a V, so your legs are the bottom of this driftwood.
Yeah.
And then your body, you know, is kind of, if you were to then kind of hunch over and put your arms over your head in a straight line.
It looks sort of like a yoga or Pilates position.
Exactly. So it's almost like it has a backbone and a head.
We'll call it the driftwood.
And it's got two legs. it has a name.
Oh.
You know it has a name, right?
I'm sure Jody's got a name for it.
Your mom named it.
My mom named it.
It's a girl's name.
It is. Yeah. I'll give you a second if you want, but I'll explain.
Is it Beverly?
No. Mm-mm.
Something like that.
No. It's not. It's
Anita.
No,
I need a garbage can.
I'll go ahead and tell you the name. Her name is Josephine.
Oh, right. Why?
I think she'd been drinking that day.
Right. Now I'm interested.
But
now it's funny.
But so this is probably when, and I'm going to struggle to remember here. I was probably maybe 13, 14 years old, maybe a little bit younger than that. Which means my, you know, brother and sister in that same age range. And we drove to the beach, and this thing just kind of washed up one day.
Yeah.
And my mom thought it was cool. Just the top of it was peeking out of the water. So she's very curious as to what it was.
Yeah,
and so she went out into
person.
The water. She picked it up and brought it up and put it next to her ice chest of beer. And my dad's ice chest of beer, too.
Wait, that means at some point you had to load it in the car and drive it all the way home.
Yeah,
exactly, right. And my sister has great memories of that because my mom kept Josephine at her feet the entire time up in the front.
Mm.
So the things that my mom would normally keep up front under her feet, we wound up having in the back, the three of us in the back of the car while my dad was driving. So, yes. Okay. So Josephine made the trip home. Josephine actually had dried out a little bit before we actually brought her home.
Nice.
And I don't think it was ever a question when it went from the beach to the hotel room. My mom was, we were going to bring it home.
That's okay. I don't want to admit it. But it is cool. I don't want we have so much stuff in our home already that means a lot to us. That's our family story. If your sister doesn't want it, I would be so surprised. Your sister's a beach person. She's artsy and she's minimalistic. So she could use that as a piece of decoration on a shelf somewhere and it'd be like, la.
Your mom never turned it into anything?
No.
It's just sitting there?
Been sitting.
You don't have to turn art into anything.
Yeah. It's been sitting in front of a place. It's a little ironic where it actually has been sitting for the last 20 years.
Yes.
In front of the fireplace.
Like, oops.
Not a place to put driftwood, right?
They never lit the fireplace.
No, they never did use the fireplace. But that's where it has been. It's been sitting. And so the other day, the three of us are there, like, who wants it? And I kind of think I actually do.
They all know to look at you. Who wants it?
This is a perfect example, though, of how a family story means only something to the people in the family. By the time, I don't know that our girls are going to care. I don't think our nephews are going to care, Jody.
No.
So, you know, the Josephine story is pretty much going to end with all of us. But it does look like a piece of art, doesn't it?
It does. That's the only that's the only thing about it that's, you know, it's like, okay, bring it in if you really, really. I need to see her again.
Yeah.
I need to see Josephine again. It's been a while since I really paid attention to her. What did your sister say? This is what I want to know.
Oh, everybody, we all just kind of sat there and like, okay, well, we'll deal with this the next time.
And they don't want it.
No, they don't want to get rid of it. That's the whole thing.
But they don't want it in their house.
Because we've all brought so much stuff home, as you know, that, you know, it's our house kind of looks like this amalgamation of my grandmother's home and my parents' house.
I hope our house looks like our house.
It, of course, looks like our house.
Look, that was, I don't know if you remember years ago, but years ago when we were first married and you kept bringing this stuff from your grandmother's, I was kind of like, I'm the lady of this house. I don't want all of this. I want my stuff.
Yes.
Remember, we had like a whole thing about it. But if it means something to you and we have the room and it's cool, you know, you're right. It's kind of like you gotta pick and choose.
I know.
The stereo, you know, the big stereo that came in the other day. I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Well, it's in our youngest daughter Phoebe's old room, so nobody can see it. It's not a big deal.
But you know, it's there.
We know it's there.
So, you know, look, at some point, maybe that will go. And yes, you're right. We do have a lot of my grandmother's. We have my grandmother's buffet.
Table.
We have her table. We don't have the wicker chair anymore. We don't have that rocking chair anymore. Got rid of that.
It fell apart, kind of.
We do have the petticoat table. Right. Yeah, that's an interesting one because you know why it's called a petticoat table?
No.
Sam doesn't know.
It's got mirrors on the bottom.
Oh. Yeah, and that's where you would, you know, you would check your dress to make sure your petticoat wasn't showing. Hmm. Very useful today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Sparky loves it. He gets to check his face out.
Exactly.
Because it's a low mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
So, wow.
It's anyway, really good to see if your pants are too short.
I do think here's the
high waters, you know.
Josephine is cool. It really is cool. I just hope that your brother and sister also have a real shot at it because we have, I think, more stuff. Wait, we have more stuff. We have the dragon decor that I love, the big, whatever you call it, statue of a dragon. That's one of the coolest things that was from your grandparents and then your parents' home. Yeah. We have so much of cool things. I hope that they get the first shot at it, is what I'm saying.
Well, my brother has a lot of, you know, furniture. My brother probably has the lion's share of furniture from my parents' house that he's brought home.
Oh, I guess you're right, yeah.
And
he just bought a new home.
Right. And this is one that they don't know where they're going to put it. Josephine is not small.
No.
You know, I mean, I would say...
Is she heavy?
No, not really. Not really.
Oh, by the way,
3 feet across, maybe, and 3.5 feet tall.
In case anyone's joining right in the middle, Josephine is a piece of driftwood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just hearing you talk about Josephine being 3 foot wide, and she's not small.
What's funny about, and we can just, you know, it's whatever you want to do. The funny thing about it is hearing that story about your mom finding that in the water, seeing it sticking up, going and picking it up, and it coming home with you. That is exactly the kind of thing our Phoebe would have done.
Yeah.
Like, she's a collector of things. If she finds something cool, she keeps it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When she was packing up to move out of our house, it was all these weird things in her room. It's like, where'd you find that? On a walk once, you know?
It's one of my favorite stories because, and I hadn't thought about it in so long, when my mom fished it out of the water or grabbed it out of the water, and where they literally did put it right next to the beach chairs and the ice chest, and it sat there all day long with us as we stayed on the beach all day long.
She claimed it.
And so, it became one of the, got to pick up the chairs. Well, we're going to bring this up to the room. Okay. And then so next thing you know, she's up to the driftwood is in the room with us, you know. And then so after a couple of days and you're packing to go, the question became, well, what? Are you going to take her back down to the beach? No, we're going to take her home. And that's exactly what went up. Happening.
And your dad didn't say, no, we're not taking this home?
My dad was not going to be one to say no to my mom generally and stuff like that. And not because he was afraid to. He was laid back. He was good. Mm-hmm. They, for the longest time, and it took me a long time to actually get rid of these because I loved collecting shells too. And again, this is one of those things you pick up only because your family has done it. Mm-hmm. It's just so many of those things that you learn as a kid and you don't know why you continue to do it.
Yeah.
It's just because you've always done it.
Yeah.
And so for a long time, we would always walk the beach looking for shark's teeth. That was my dad and mom's thing. It was my grandmother's thing, too. But my dad really thought it was a prize when you could find an intact shark's tooth. And so they collected quite a few of those. And that was what we did at the beach constantly. They even started to get rid of their shell collection, though, because every summer we would come back from the beach with a pile of all that stuff. And it meant a lot, but at some point you're like, okay.
It's just another ride.
Well, it's still valuable. It's still valuable time spent doing it.
Absolutely.
It's just keeping things.
It's a memory.
Being able to get rid of things and giving them, it frees your own mind up. It just frees you up. And once something has served you already, then it's okay for it to go somewhere else. It really, really is.
Yeah. So for the time being, Josephine will wind up at one of our.
She should stay in the family.
Yeah.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.